following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whip up agents like lemon meringue, and this is a pop quiz. True or false, it takes a fiery disposition to run a restaurant and a fiery flambé to ruin it. True. But with a Farmers Business Owner's Policy, your restaurant has coverage for all the times a flambé misfires and the one time it misfires onto a customer's lap.
If you want answers about business insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Hey, it's Golic. You want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy two solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With six styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring. That's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through June 27th. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, are we supposed to start this thing? Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Five shows left with Big Daddy, three with us together. I'm taking a couple of days off. I guess that's my vacation now. You get 15 years, you get a couple of days, I guess. So I'm up to two or three. Nah, whatever. I'm just joking. Glad to have you back with us, folks, on a Friday edition, Daddy's Final Friday on the program, because a week from today, he's going to be, celebrating patriotism. What's your slogan?
We distribute patriotism.
Yeah, distribute patriotism.
Folks, I'm telling you right now, by the way, on that note, if you're having a yard party out there,
get your plugs in now, because next Friday we start charging you.
Exactly. Well, that's fair enough. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're having your 4th of July party and you're going to somebody's house and you supply the fireworks, it would be a disservice and a dishonor to that party to not come see me. It really would. We have spent more time researching. We have spent more time studying the greatest fireworks across the land that are available to us. We've expanded our deal. Red Rhino, Wyndham, Brothers, World Class. We've got several different product lines to serve you, the customer out there.
Folks, he's serious. I mean, think about it. He's got to be researching something, because it sure isn't anything for this show. So I'm sure it's fireworks.
It would be a dishonor and a disservice to show up at that party without seeing me first, because the best prices are found at TD Shack. I'm telling you what. Yeah, I can give you four for one and
you
charge.
You haven't had that look on your face like the dog was just there? Go to TD Shack 32. Where's that going to be next Friday?
Right outside of Complete Nutrition.
With a big gorilla.
You stop there, and after you get your fireworks and you see Complete Nutrition, you will look better, you will feel better, you will perform better. Right outside of Complete Nutrition.
Coming up on the show today, Sean Callahan. He's in Atlanta for Rivals Convention and Camp. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Chip Brown. Daddy wants to get 3 or 4 or 10, as many folks. I told him do whatever, and as usual, you know, it's about once a week he gets somebody on. But anyway, Chip Brown, One of the originals for the Doug and Daddy Show, obviously started with the Dallas Morning News when we knew him. Really, our first Big 12 championship game together when Nebraska played Oklahoma in Kansas City with Bill Callahan as the coach. Really was the first time that we got to know Chip more than just over the phone. And Chip's going to join us at the end of the show from OrangeBloods.com.
I would even say this. Chip was one of the people that first probably made us feel welcome. Was at a table next to us at the Big 12 media days.
Yeah, but he's smaller than Terry Douglas. You were going to squish him.
Well, because I loved him. I hugged him. I mean, it was awkward. Chip was very...
And you called him George.
But Chip was one of the real good guys, and Chip's a national guy that really looked out for us at the inception. When you show up there, and be honest, we didn't know what we were doing the first Big 12 meeting. We didn't know what to expect when we got there. Chip Brown's one of those guys that kind of took us under his wing, gave us some guidance, and I've always really respected Chip Brown. Not only because he's got great information and really provides the beat of Texas football probably more than anything else, but Chip Brown, you find out, is just a great person overall.
And if I lost 90 pounds, I wouldn't be fat.
I'm just dropping those in out of nowhere.
That's fine.
Just out of
That's
nowhere.
That's fine. I just like Chip Brown. So we're having Chip Brown on to get his. I think the football playoff deal.
I loved. In fact, we have some audio from the first time that we interviewed Chip Brown. That's why I keep some of this stuff in the archives. First time Chip Brown with us at Big 12 Media Days, and Daddy said...
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
That was awkward. And Chip did not talk to us for 2 years, but now we're friends again.
Also, the NBA Finals are over, the College World Series is not, and you have such little time to pay up all the lunches you owe me. I am not very lucky, but I have been on a pretty good run the last 2 years. I win the NBA playoff bracket. We push on the NHL bracket. I win the College World Series bracket because Florida State was in longer than Florida. And, you know, they're one inning away from still playing today.
One 14-run inning from still playing today.
Yeah. Arizona didn't have any problem getting the ball out of the ballpark.
Daddy did win the Daytona 500 lunch bet with Matt Kenseth winning.
Hello.
What? Yes. Who won the Indy 500? This guy.
Huh?
No.
Duh. My guy was third, second. Yours was fifth or sixth. Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, how easily we forget our losses.
No.
Not like coaches. I only remember the losses.
Dario.
Daddy only remembers the wins because it's
Dario.
All about him.
I had Dario.
I know, and he was behind.
You had Ari Leyendijk, who didn't even race.
Yeah, I had Bobby Rahal.
Bobby Rahal didn't race.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you on the program today, Daddy. NBA Finals, wow. It's one of those things in hindsight, now you bring up and you go, but I talked about it, we talked about it. I thought Oklahoma City gave everything they had in Game 4, and apparently they did. They just didn't have it. Didn't have enough last night. They couldn't defend Miami. The 121, I think, was the most points they scored in any playoff game this year. That game was over. It was still close early in the third quarter. Miami went on a monumental run to put it away. Oklahoma City just didn't have the gas in the tank, and the Heat maybe truly did play like it was Game 7.
I have not heard one person bring this up all morning long, and I got to listen to a little bit of radio this morning when I was running around. Not one person has mentioned Scott Brooks.
You're what?
Scott Brooks,
yep.
The coach for the Oklahoma City Thunder, before the game and every time they showed him, what a crappy attitude and demeanor to have on the bench. It was like deer in headlights. I'm going to mope around through this whole game regardless of what happens. I thought, oh, screw it, it's over.
Young time first coach, they called timeout. Haven't you seen the clip this morning where he told his team, hey, we got beat. When this is over, you go over, you shake hands, you look them in the eye. They beat us, man on man. They were the better team. You didn't see that whole thing this morning?
I didn't see that whole thing this morning.
Very
I saw him
classy.
Last night in the first quarter. I saw him in the second quarter. I saw him at halftime. I saw him in the third quarter. Yeah. It's just every time you panned over there, it was just like, do I have to be here tonight? This is just taking up part of my day. I mean, I just thought he moped around. There's never any expression.
Yeah, I was going to say you've never lost a championship game. I don't think you have.
No.
You've lost in the semifinals.
Yes, I
but
have.
You've never lost champion. What was it like when you blew that 17-point lead at State? I'm not trying to bring.
I was still fired up till the end. I cried at the end, but I didn't pout the whole damn game.
We didn't pout the whole game. They were in it the first half.
And I want to know, who's the lady standing in the back when the players come out at halftime and kissing every one of them in the white? She's a black lady and wearing all the white outfit. Then she's on the. Who is that lady? Every player.
Doris Burke, she was wearing a white outfit.
No, different lady.
Oh.
There's somebody, I don't know, it's somebody's mom or girlfriend or something. I just didn't know what was going on. I mean, I thought that was awkward too, but Heat pounded them last night. Going to the basket, those guys are so strong. I thought, LeBron James, you're right. You know, Doug, I concede this. You were right. And I don't know why I kind of fed into the. Well, because I like Kevin Durant and I like Westbrook. I kind of fed into the Miami Heat being the villains. Everybody doesn't like the decision, and then people forget that he gave $2 million to the Boys and Girls Club for the decision. I mean, financial gain. I mean, when Dan Le Batard was on Mike and Mike this morning and went down each one of those players, Haslam taking $10 million less to stay on that team, Chris Bosh saying, you know what, I'll be an 11-9 guy. I mean, that's a pretty darn good. Sounds like a pretty nice group of guys.
I just want to know when they're going to trade Dwayne Wade. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line, and Tom and Hastings standing by. Tom, what's up?
I just wanted to make a comment on what you guys were talking about yesterday when you're talking about the BCS Bowl and trying to get it right, who the national championship team is.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I remember back when they didn't have this and they had all these bowl games because they were all exciting because there's about four or five games that meant something about who was going to be the national championship. And honest to God, anymore, I watch bowl games and they're not near as exciting and not near as fun. And I'm not sure they shouldn't just go back to that system. And how's that going back to the old days?
Well, you know what? But the old days were still better than the BCS, is your contention, correct?
That is what I'm saying. Because how many times could you have a national three or number one, two, and three teams from the same conference when it's a Big Eight in 1 year with the setup now?
Tom, thanks. Appreciate the call. Because there's also a story today out of Chicago, Jim Delaney not fired up, Big Ten commissioner, about what has transpired here, and you can expect the Big Ten to vote against this, it sounds like. I mean, unless they just want to show you the united front that it's going to be an 11-0 vote, and that's the way it is.
How many teams, and I don't know this, Doug, maybe you do, or if a caller knows, 888-455-3776. The day Nebraska played Miami, how many teams were live in 83? Weren't there like four or five? I mean, weren't there?
Nebraska got put into a place to win the national championship because Texas lost in the Cotton Bowl, and Georgia. You mean with Miami? This is different. When we played Clemson, when Nebraska lost to Clemson in the Fridge, and Danny Ford, the coach, 22-15. Nebraska, I think, was fourth, but by the time they played the game, if they would have beaten Clemson, they would have had the national championship. In 83,
what was Miami rated in 83? It wasn't 1-2 Miami, was it?
See if you can find the final regular season poll from that year, Jeff. We'll look that at. Harvey Perlman, quote, I don't like the idea of a four-team playoff. I'm certainly open to hearing what the commissioners believe to be the best for the game. Personally, without that, I still think a plus one, properly structured, would be better for college football, for fan interest, and for bowls.
Miami was rated 5 that year, by the way, in that game.
We'll continue to effort that and go back in the archives and look that baby up. But now
Jim Delaney saying something to the effect of he'd sure like the conference champions in a close deal to be factored in. I don't know if you've got an independent search firm putting these deals together. And I understand out there that you're going to have the fifth and sixth place teams if they're all one-loss teams, which I don't know how often you have that. I understand the TCU and Boise State argument, but those teams are going out of their way to play some tougher competition, or at least Boise State has as of late. I think a lot of that's going to clear up with the scheduling and Boise State understanding, hey, we can walk through our conference and win 35 to 13 or 58 to 21 or whatever every week in, week out. But we're going to play somebody like a Virginia Tech, like a, you know, pick the team you want to play. They're going out of their way to schedule some of these teams.
All right. Now, if I'm reading this right, going into that game, Nebraska was 1, Texas was 2, Auburn was 3, Illinois was 4, Miami was 5, SMU was 6. It finished. Miami 1, Nebraska 2, Auburn was placed 3. I don't think they lost their bowl game. And then Texas lost and Illinois lost. So Texas lost in the Cotton Bowl, and Illinois, which was Texas's only loss, and Illinois lost in the Rose Bowl, which was their second loss. But Miami leapfrogged Auburn to number 1. Their only loss, of course, that year was in the opener for the Hurricanes. So there's your little recap.
Well, there you go, Tom and Hastings. I that's just one example when the bowl system, when you had all these games, that the trickle-down effect was quite obvious, and the interest in those games from everybody across the nation. You know, do you make sure? I mean, Doug, you and I make sure that we watch the Rose Bowl because we're watching bowl games that day, and we're excited about it. But if you're the casual sports fan to watch Michigan and USC, whatever. I don't think that's a big draw if it doesn't ever affect Nebraska fan at all.
All right, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, where Irish Ken has come out of the basement to send us this email. I am depressed.
Sorry.
No kidding.
Sorry. Ken, I am depressed. We knew that. We knew that already.
I am depressed with the thought that Big Daddy is leaving the Doug and Daddy Show. I have debated about why this would happen, and have derived 5 possible reasons. 1, the little lady has finally said, get a real job. You don't know how accurate that is, Irish Ken. 2, insurance pays better and is less hazardous than being Doug Duda's bodyguard at sporting events. 3, the station manager at the radio station has finally banned shorts and flip-flops by station personnel during broadcasts. 4, Big Daddy is tired of being blamed for spilling drinks during the show when the real culprit is Doug. And 5, finally, the reason which Irish Ken finds most logical. Big Daddy's shrink has told him that if he continues to have screaming matches with Doug on the air, he will most likely end up spending the rest of his life knitting sweaters. So, big guy, as you know, my comments are always said in fun and rarely to be taken seriously. Good luck, Irish Ken.
Thank you, Irish Ken. Really appreciate the kind words. And don't be depressed, buddy.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why are we number 1?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the 6th consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Just for you, Irish Ken and Daddy. And you know what? Do you remember that one time on Fridays where you were, like, in the win column 2 weeks in a row?
Yes.
I wanted to let you know I'm getting shirts made up that says I'm a Daddy fan. I've been on him all day, and he is golden. I'll probably call in next week and ask him for some early picks since Thursday night, the kickoff. I need a Thursday night pick. So let Daddy know we're running hard with him down here in Hastings.
God, what was that, 2004?
Yeah, it's a long time since I won anything.
Can we keep you under contract for Friday picks?
Wow. Let's try and plan on that.
That's, you know, maybe we... No, we'll just go. Hey, folks, don't forget, Travell DeLognev, UNK alum, going to the Olympics and in Kearney on Sunday. He will be at the Hilltop Mall, personal appearance, signing autographs, taking pictures from 1 to 4. He'll be outside the Sporting Edge from 1 to 3. Then he'll move over to the Sports Village from 3 to 4. Come out, help support, free will offering if you'd like to help support Travell and get him over to London and all the folks that need to go along with him. Travell DeLognev, and then on that evening, he'll be at the Alumni House on the UNK campus from 6 to 8. Everything free, open to the public. Come out, see Travell DeLognev, wish him the best, get an autograph, take a picture. It's all sponsored by Sporting Edge, Sports Village, GNC in the Hilltop Mall, Nelson Furniture on the Bricks, Doberstein Roofing, Detterdings, and Klingensmith Chiropractic of Kearney. Proud to have Travell DeLognev back in town for his final appearance before heading over to the Olympics. Could be the last time you ever see Travell without a gold medal around his neck, and it's this Sunday, folks.
That would be, you know what, just the opportunity to compete there. And, I hope... And I know that Travell DeLognev, at that level, you don't think of those things. But everybody's saying, well, that's not near as tough as a world champ. You know, you just go over there and take care of business, and what a story that would be. Division II.
Still got time, too. He'll still be around for a while. Let's get that gold medal. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan just around the corner. Chip Brown, orangebloods.com. We'll be right back.
Firestone tires are more than just rubber and tread. They're destination seekers, just like you. And this summer, Firestone can help you get the most out of your tires and your tank. Right now, when you buy 4 eligible Firestone tires, you'll receive a $70 Firestone Gas prepaid MasterCard. It's time for your destination summer with Firestone. Offer valid May 14th through July 8th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. See participating Firestone retailer for eligible tires and complete details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank.
How long is your next cup of coffee going to last? 45 minutes? An hour? Listen, 1 5-hour energy lasts for several hours. Take one in the morning to feel alert past lunch. Take one in the afternoon to feel energized into the evening. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins and nutrients to make it last. Plus, it has zero sugar and 4 calories. The choice is yours. Cup after cup of coffee or 1 5-hour energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Individual results may vary.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area today with a high around 88 as southeast winds will be increased around 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a nice sort of chance for showers and storms developing with a low at 67. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 77.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget, it is College World Series action tonight. Pregame at 7:40, first pitch at 8. I'm not even sure why. NBA's over. The Euro soccer's done. Why we got a late start tonight? But we do, and you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN. South Carolina and Arkansas playing for the 6th time this year. They are 1-1 of the College World Series. South Carolina took 2 of 3 in the regular season. And then the best of three championship series begins Sunday night at 7 here on ESPN as Arizona plays the winner of tonight's contest.
Douglas, 4th of July is coming up. It's a, you know about it already because we've already talked about it on the show. But Troutman's is waiting for you. Sausages fresh out of the smokehouse, plus all the hamburger patties for the grill out available for you. And make your own hamburger patties. Carrie's got all the hamburger. You want to grill steaks? Carrie's got the steaks. Whatever you want, Troutman's Quality Meats, waiting for you. T-Bone's out front. It's across from Bob's Superstore. Next week, Kerry is making the famous cherry bomb brats.
Hello.
These go fast, so call ahead and reserve these. What exactly is a cherry bomb brat? Well, it's a fresh brat. Dried cherries and jalapenos is a perfect combination of sweet, sour, and hot. That all at Troutman's Quality Meats. Check it out today. Plus, they'll custom cut any of the meat specifications for you. You want your steaks just a little bit thicker for the folks coming to your party? Perfect. Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend.
What kind of we get next week? We got a brats?
Cherry bomb? Brats.
They're very good.
Nice.
JCM loves them. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Sean Callahan's going to join us here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show. He calls it work. We call it vacation. Rivals convention going on.
Is that a party?
Oh, I can't imagine it would be.
I think it's a party in Atlanta. Hotlanta, by the way.
It's hot all over this nation, apparently. Pretty nice right here, though. And I hope everybody can enjoy the weekend, whatever it is they want to be doing. And Sean Callahan from Atlanta joins us here where the Rivals Convention's going on. Camp Sean, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome back. And obviously a somber mood over the top of this. Probably your last appearance with Daddy as a host.
Yeah, and you know, in honor of Daddy, we're having lunch at Ruth Chris Steakhouse at the hotel here in Atlanta. God.
Damn,
this would have been
Callahan.
A daddy lunch all the way.
Oh. Are you getting the whole car? I mean, the bill is going to be $412. I mean, no, you're just doing it up.
We're on the lunch menu here, so we had steak last night, so we're just having chicken and lunch type items. But the convention ended this morning at 11, and we're now at a different hotel because the 5-star challenge begins today. And what the 5-star challenge is it's a first year camp. Rivals.com paid for 100 top prospects that are all 4 and 5 stars to come to Atlanta for a weekend showcase event. Josh Van Duris, Nebraska commit from Lincoln Southwest, one of the 100 players here. You know, it should be an incredible event. You know, all the top guys that you're going to be seeing in college football the next few years are all here in Atlanta. And, you know, officially the drills and competitions kick off tomorrow, but tonight is just kind of an arrival and a ceremony, and should be a fun weekend.
Sean, when you go to this 100 deal, is there enough research out there? Have they zeroed it in enough? Or in this deal, are there a couple, 4 or 5 guys that you say, uh-oh, maybe overrated, maybe not what we expected? Are there busts of this top 100 group? Absolutely.
Well, absolutely. I mean, after this weekend, I can guarantee you there's going to be a guy or two that we're going to say, wow, we had this guy way too high. We need to lower him down. Or there's going to be 2 or 3 guys that we're going to say, wow, this guy needs to move up higher. You know, and a guy like Josh Van Duris has a great opportunity here because he basically was on the final cut of guys to get in. He was one of the last guys that made it the cut. And so all he can really do, in my opinion, is go up, because if he does well at all, I mean, all the guys going against him are ahead of him in the rankings. So he's got a real opportunity for himself to improve his stock nationally, and you just don't get the chance to get on the dance floor with these guys like this very often. I mean, there's no other event like this where 100 4- and 5-star guys are going to be competing and working out for a whole weekend. You know, there's one event, Nike runs a deal called The Opening. That's coming up in July, and it's really similar to this. But other than that, you know, you just don't get this collection of talent, you know, at an event like this, you know, very often.
Who's Rivals number one, and where is he going?
It's a defensive end. I can't even pronounce his name because it's so hard to pronounce. But he's going to Clemson, 5-star defensive end. So defensive end tends to be, you know, if it's not a receiver or a quarterback, defensive end always, there's, you know, that's a position of big-time value where you see, you know, maybe one out of every 5 years, 2 out of every 5 years, the number one player in the nation is a defensive end.
Talking with Sean Callahan of Husker Online down at Rivals Convention. Sean, if Josh Banderas has made that commit to Nebraska, what's the point of going to Atlanta, I guess? I know you touched on it a little bit, but, I mean, do you have to worry that if somebody really, really likes him, that somebody else might be pursuing a kid like that?
There's always worry that from that end, but I think for a guy like the experience, I mean, it's a all-expense-paid weekend with the best players in the country, you know, and they're geared out to the toes and Under Armour stuff. I mean, they got a bag full of probably $1,000 of Under Armour gear. I mean, it's unbelievable. So it's just, for these kids, it's the experience to meet top players. You know, Josh might try to recruit a guy or two to Nebraska with them now or develop a friendship. But, you know, it's real similar to, you know, basketball. They do those big showcase event camps with the shoe companies. I mean, this is kind of what this is. There's just not very many for football because they're really, really hard to organize and put together, and it takes a lot of work to get all these kids here. And you know, but we're starting it out this year in year number one. I think this is going to be the premier summer event in football recruiting for years to come.
Sean Callahan joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our TNL Husker Recruiting Report, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, the choice is simple with TNL. Check them out, TLIRR.com, throughout the United States and 60 countries worldwide. Sean, when you take a look, we had Ross Ells on yesterday. They just got done with the Big Red Weekend. He was very pleased. I want to ask you from a NCAA standpoint, how close are we? I mean, this has got to be toeing the line a little bit, what the colleges are starting to do now. You know, the kids have to pay their own way in, but they're getting real close to, I guess I don't even know what I want to ask about the favoritism. How is that being viewed? I mean, this was the first time. How many hoops do they got to jump through to put on an event like they did last weekend?
Well, it's no different than a spring game or an unofficial visit. You know, they can't pay for travel. They can't pay for hotel. They can create maybe a hotel block for the Big Red Weekend, but the rate can't be special. It's got to be the standard hotel rate, whatever they're offering. You know, if they get a snack or a meal, they have to pay for that. So even if they want to wheel out just a bunch of little sandwich trays for a snack, they can't give that to them for free. They got to pay like $4 or $2. You know, those are the big things. You know, and I think eventually you're going to see the NCAA go to summer visits. I think it would be foolish for them not to, because right now 65% of the Rivals top 100 is already committed to schools. So how are these young men supposed to be able to see these campuses and visit with the coaches when, you know, it's really expensive to travel and fly around? And I think it only makes sense to maybe allow a visit period, you know, in the months of May and June, or, you know, have like a 3 or 4 week window where you could bring official visitors in, because it's really expensive for these kids to travel and fly. And, you know, to get 21 kids on campus like they did for the Big Red Weekend, it was really amazing, because, you know, all these guys paid for everything they had to do to get to Lincoln on their own dime. And you can get that many kids to do that. It's very rare.
Were you surprised when Nebraska signs a long snapper?
I mean, when you look at it from the surface, you would say yes. But if you know the roster and where things are at right now, they don't have a guy ready to go after P.J. Mangieri. You know, Sam McGinnis is not coming back for his fifth year. He was the backup to Mangieri. So, really, your two guys are both seniors, and McGinnis left. They're bringing in Garrett Johns from Aurora, but he's only really a short snapper. He's not a true good long snapper for what they're looking for. So, if you do this, you only do it because you know for sure this guy is going to come in and start for 4 years. And they know that Gabe Miller, after working him out on the Big Red Weekend last Saturday, that he's going to be their starting long snapper for 4 years. You only commit that scholarship on a guy like that if you know for sure he's going to start from the get-go, and you know, it's worth the investment.
Is Maher on scholarship now?
No, he's not yet, but one would think that he'll get his scholarship. They don't announce the walk-on guys until training camp in August. You know, the bad news for the walk-ons is every single one of the signees has made it academically right now, so it's going to be tough. You know, there's not going to be a ton of walk-ons.
Damn it.
Maher and Spencer Long and Sungling Choi, those three guys. I mean, Choi's a senior, Maher's a senior, Long's a junior. Those three guys, in my opinion, will get a scholarship. I mean, obviously, you've got to give one to Maher and Long. Your only two All-Big Ten players returning are, like Burkhead, are walk-ons.
Talking with Sean Callahan, by the way, Athlons, I believe it was, put out the top 25 Heisman hopefuls in the Big Ten. Burkhead's 3, and Martinez is 5 as we get ready. We have 11 oral commitments that we know of right now, Sean. The Big Red Weekend is now a week by. Are we going to be in quiet time until fall camp gets going, or is there a possibility of getting some more signees in the next 2 months?
Well, I think you're going to see a couple more pop here. Bo Sanlam, the tight end from California, loved the visit. He's close. Jerome Morrow, he's down in Nebraska, K-State, Oklahoma State. He's the number one player in Kansas. I thought he was coming to Nebraska, but I'm hearing more now that he could be a lean towards Kansas State and stay in the in-state area there. This kid named Joel Lanning from Ankeny, Iowa, just was offered. There was actually a report put out there by a Des Moines radio guy that he committed. He didn't commit yet, but I think that's going to happen. But, yeah, Zach Hannon out of Kansas City. I think you'll see this class, guys, maybe close to that 15 number, maybe 13, 14 guys by the time training camp opens in August, and that would be a great spot to be in.
I had to ask you, we've got a have you played golf with your father-in-law?
Once at the Knolls.
Okay.
He played a couple Sundays ago when he was in town, so I've got a long ways to go to catch up with Larry.
He's pretty sneaky. Sank a birdie putt on the last hole against us Tuesday. Just not
yeah,
too happy.
We were playing not a par three. He put a couple of feet right from the pin. I mean, he's pretty accurate.
Oh, his tires were slashing on the way home, but we don't know who did that. It was weird.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Larry.
Any other highlights from Atlanta, the Rivals Convention?
Yeah, your buddy Chip Brown didn't make it down this year. The other Orange Blood guys are here, but it's a great. I mean, I tell you, there can't be a better convention than this. I mean, everyone here is a football guy. A lot of these guys you've probably interviewed on your shows. You know, you've got Army All American people here. You've got other people from football camps here. So it's a lot of good stories. It's a lot of good stories that get exchanged at night around here. Stories that people would probably pay a lot of money to hear. I mean, that's probably the funnest part is just, you know, catching up with all your friends and hearing these football stories from guys that have your same job at other schools around the country.
I'd fit in down there, wouldn't I?
Oh yeah, you would have a good. I mean, you could blend right in. I'd bring you down. And you could be my intern for the day or something.
There you go.
Speaking of stories, before we let you go, Sean, any Big Daddy moment that stands out that you'd like to share with the folks?
Yeah, my favorite one was we were in. Well, there's a lot from the Big 12 media days, but one that I always remember is Barry Trammell, the big columnist down in Oklahoma. First time you guys were down there, and he comes up to me and goes, "Sean, is that the Tony Davis?" and I go, no, that's not tough. He goes, "Okay, I thought that would have been tough, Tony." I'm like, no, that's not tough, Tony. And you know, then just Dan Hawkins. You can't talk about Daddy without Dan Hawkins as well. Just some of those moments with Dan Hawkins. You guys sent him the bacon from Kearney. I'll never forget that.
Doug and Daddy. Send him some Troutman's bacon. Hey, Sean, we'll let you get back to lunch. We appreciate it. We'll be in contact real soon.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy. Sean Callahan in Atlanta. Rivals Convention ending camp, getting underway, the showcase, and with Husker Online with the very latest. Check it out there. By the way, Josh, one of their national guys I was going to mention had Josh Banderas as one of the five underrated guys coming to camp, one of the five guys that could really pop up, maybe
nice.
Go up another star. So we'll see if that is the case.
Good for. I think Josh Banderas, just by the thing, and I know these recruiting, you kind of start reading and feeling, you know, getting a feel for these kids. I think that this is the most heralded prospect out of Nebraska in a long, long time. And I think hiring Baker Steinkuhler with everything that was said about him.
Well, he is hopefully a great, great get, and that's our TNL Husker Recruiting Report brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer. Go online, TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. They're always there for you at their worldwide headquarters in Hastings. Clark would love to put you on a tour, give you answer all the questions you need. It's pretty cool, folks. You want to know how it works? You want to know why it's making you money? They take care of you at TNL. We'll be back with Chip Brown from Orange Bloods and a little bit more on this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on the new Hunter Fairhaven indoor ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. How's that for a breath of fresh savings? People have looked up to Hunter for over 100 years. Now you can look up to one for under $100. Thanks to the exclusive Hunter Fairhaven ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Valid through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your car's battery can beat the heat this summer. Stop by AutoZone, your battery headquarters. And not just for car batteries. AutoZone has batteries for your RV, boat, motorcycle, and lawnmower. Plus, if you have an old battery lying around, bring it in for recycling and get a $5 merchandise card. See store for restrictions and details. Keep everything going strong this summer. Visit AutoZone today, your battery headquarters. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area today with a high around 88 as southeast winds will be increased around 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for showers and storms developing with a low at 67. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 77.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
South Carolina. That's what I'm pulling for, Daddy.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think they.
Yeah. It's Arkansas's not good enough. Okay, I'm going to tell you that they're not producing any runs. They had a good pitching performance and beat South Carolina the first time. South Carolina's pitching performance yesterday. You play 18 innings and you give up 5 hits.
You heard it here first. Arkansas is your national champion in baseball.
Oh, that is so great.
I love it. I love it. You know what? I think. You're right. They've got to find a way to get some people on base and make some noise. They couldn't do that last night.
I've went to the archives again. Huh, here's what I found. Coach Dan Hawkins.
You know, I'm a Doug and Daddy fan. I go way back, tried and true, you know. And I hear you guys talking about this bacon. You know, it's supposed to be unbelievable. So when I teased you guys last time, I'm like, I got to get some of the bacon. So, you know, you guys are nice enough to send the bacon out. Unfortunately, when I got the bacon, it was bleeding. So I told my guys, Coach, you're not going to believe this, but I think you got some bacon in the mail. I said, Dan Hawkins,
yeah, the bacon story. There you go. So it did happen. There's Coach Hawkins confirming that.
He's just an awesome guy, too, and always great to us at Big 12. We had a lot of great guests, and the fond memories of the Big 12 are people we met down there, and Dan Hawkins is among several. Gil Brandt was one of my favorites. Of all the people I ever met, of all the people we've ever been around in Lincoln.
See, I just couldn't even start this list. Gil Brandt, of course, because of the Dallas Cowboy connections. And
I've only asked one person ever since starting this show for an autograph.
And that was way off the air.
I had a Pro Football Weekly there. Gil Brandt, always a contributor. You know, they get stuff from Gil Brandt. And he was awesome. And I just keep going up to Gil Brandt. And I bugged the hell out of him. I'll be honest with you. One of the just awesome photographic memory guy. You bring up anybody, and he would just tell you what he thought about them and if he missed them or, you know, awesome, awesome moment. But Gil Brandt was one that stands out to me about. But Dan Hawkins and some of those coaching, you know, Gary Pinkel, we stayed around. Gary Pinkel said he would, you know, waited. Finally, Gary Pinkel, boom.
Pretty awesome stuff out there. Pretty awesome stuff. You know, I'll have to say the one person, obviously, who's somebody that we haven't interviewed that you would have liked to talk to. I know for me, I mean, just I was thinking about asking the question and a name popped into my head. I'd love to have Brent Musburger on the show. I know that's way off the beaten path. I mean, there's so many actual coaches, players, but, you know, he would be somebody to cool to have on the show, even though I know there's Nebraska fans out there that don't like LeBron James and don't like Brent Musburger.
No, I think you're right. You're kind of putting me on the spot.
I'll let you think about it in a minute because okay. We're talking bacon. I always like bacon on my sandwich from Big Daddy's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney on top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. We have always been friends with the folks at Big Daddy's, home of a bazillion sandwiches. They offer many other items as well, soups, salads. Go up, try the 33, try the 48, try that new, like, ton sandwich they've got up there. It's the 51, by the way. It's got, like, all the meat on it. You can put all your fixings on it, the cheese, everything you want. It's done there for you, and it's done with love. And they also have really cool staff up there, too. Big Daddy's Deli. You're in, you're out, get something on the road. There's baseball in Kearney today. Swing there. The Hastings, there's got some baseball going on with their tournament this weekend. So you need to feed the crew. Try Big Daddy's Deli, Kearney, and Hastings.
I've been a 25 guy now for the last about 3 weeks. I don't know. I switched all of a sudden. I can't get off of it. That's my new sandwich, the 25, Big Daddy's Deli. I love it. Doug, you kind of put me on the spot here, and obviously you're going from a national, you know, from a national, one of the national guys that covers things. Then I don't know if the interview would be awesome because you get to hear him all the time on this station. It's different between who would you interview and who would you want to sit down with after, like, Big 10, Big 12 media days, and with a beer in hand and just shoot the bull with. I think Scott Van Pelt, from all the golf deals that he's done and all the people he's been around and able to meet throughout the business, I think that would be somebody that just totally intrigues me. I think he would be absolutely awesome.
Who is your football guy that you always who's on Sirius or something like that?
Well, one guy that we I'm not even going to bring this up because then you'll tell the story about me being a moron. But
which one?
I was thinking when we were in that restaurant the day before media days, and I thought Dan Reeves was sitting there. Somebody that's just got a lot. Remember, we're in Texas, and I thought,
Is that Dan Reeves?
I go, think no. That's Dan Reeves.
No, it's not Dan Reeves. Hey, folks, don't forget to vote on our ESPN Superstation poll question. What group can best select the four teams to be in a college football playoff? 35% of you say coaches. 29% of you say computers. 24% say the current commissioners and ADs. 12% say media. It looks like it's going to be a mix of the commissioners, the ADs, the folks that are kind of in charge. Vote on today and this weekend's poll question. Here's your poll question, Daddy. Did his performance in this year's NBA Finals secure LeBron James status as a clutch player? Yes, no, he already was clutch. Well, he wasn't already clutch. He's a great player. This is a little different. Clutch player. I say yes. He had a heck of a series. When they needed to win, he stepped his game up.
It's done. He's a Hall of Fame. I mean, good grief. The guy's, he's only 7 years in the league. He's 20. What? I mean, seriously.
Get off
everybody
boys.
Wants his pedestal. He's incredible. He's an automatic Hall of Famer, one of the greatest all time. I mean, already. Yes, he just won. Yes, he just won his first title. I kind of think there's so many more to come, and I'm not going to stand here and say, well, he's going to go home with six rings or whatever. It's one of those things. I think LeBron James, I don't know why, all the pressure. Yes, he's been great since he's been a junior high kid. I think he stood out. High school, he was on ESPN. College, he's on, you know, college, he does, he just bypasses. Those guys talking about it. When Kobe Bryant got in the league, when Kevin Garnett got in the league, heard Charles Barkley say this last night on NBA TV. When those great star power players got into the league, they struggled the first 2 years. Kobe Bryant had struggles. Kevin Garnett had struggles. As great as they are today,
just like this, just like you in this show.
Yeah,
you
there's no doubt.
Started as I don't want to say struggling or fledgling, but a
delicate
rookie,
flower,
a true rookie coming in. You were like that Gonzaga kid coming into the NBA and never made it with the long floppy hair whose name now has just
Morrison.
Yeah, there you go, Adam Morrison. But you have made it.
I blossomed into a flower, but one of those people that made me blossom was from orangebloods.com, and it's
the
Chip
wind
Brown.
Beneath your wings.
He was the wind beneath my wings. Chip, how are you today?
Hey, if I can be the wind beneath someone's wings, my day has been made, you know? I have images of you, me, and Bette Midler right now.
Chipper, we just had Sean Callahan on. He's down in Atlanta. Why aren't you, man?
You know what? It's a long, sordid tale, but I am recent, well, I don't know, not recently. I am now a single father, and I have my kids this week.
Wow. Spent.
You know, when you start dealing with, the ex and having to declare when you want your kids for the summer before you have the dates of the National Rivals Convention, you get into snafus like this.
Well, let's play with the kids, though. Let's have some good times there. I want to talk.
Yeah, family first.
That's right. That's what Daddy does. He goes home and plays with the dogs, and he doesn't miss a day with them. So that's his family. Chip, obviously, we've got just a little bit of time here with you. We've been talking with all the folks concerned with Nebraska about and Big Ten about what they thought Nebraska's impact was first year in the conference. What was the Big 12 missing Nebraska? Was there any kind of an impact, or did they even care, or did they even notice?
No, I mean, they miss Nebraska. Everyone tries to act like, hey, we're good, we're fine, I'll be fine. But there's no question that Nebraska brought, you know, just unbelievable tradition and atmosphere for those games in Lincoln. And the Big 12 is, all this realignment has been a mess, you know. I mean, it just really has, I think, and continues to be. But it's disappointing, I think, and I think the fans miss it. You know, the school officials always try and, you know, point forward and move on. But, you know, I don't think there's any question that, Nebraska especially. I mean, Colorado, I don't think the fans miss Colorado because, you know, Colorado just, you know, there's nowhere near the passion for college football that Nebraska has.
Hey, but you know, regardless of where people are now, it looks like we've got a playoff, Chip, and everybody's, other than Doug, everybody's happy about that.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, you want to try and get it right, and there have been, it seems, at least four schools over the last, well, since 98, since we went to the BCS National Championship game, that probably could have an argument to be either in the mix for that honor, and so hopefully we'll continue to work towards getting it right. I mean, I think there are going to be some years where there's a clear one and a clear two, and you'd like to see those two play because it would be like Pacquiao and Mayweather, and you want to see that fight. You don't necessarily want to see Pacquiao and Bradley because it could screw it all up. And I think, you know, there will be years where we have something like that, where there's a clear one and a clear two, but they're going to have to play another game. And one of those two could get upset. But that's life. I mean, that's what a playoff is all about. That's why Stony Brook beat LSU and went to the College World Series. And people like the Cinderella. But I don't know if they like the Cinderella when it's time to crown number one in college football, but we'll see. I'm one of those that kind of thought the system was okay. Look, there's always been controversy in college football, always. There's been split national titles. There's, you know, polls decide the national champion. That's the way it's been, and there will continue to be controversy in college football because you're going to be leaving, instead of leaving number three out, you're going to be leaving number five out. And I just, I I feel for whoever's on that selection committee, because you leave out a school with a rabid fan base, and they are going to dig up every single thing on you, and they're going to turn you inside out in the social media world and all of that. But that's someone else's problem.
Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Will Texas be a mention in a playoff in the near future, trying to get things turned around down there?
I don't know. I kind of look at the Big 12, and I see about six teams that all have flaws, but could separate any one of the six. You know, Oklahoma, West Virginia, TCU, Oklahoma State. You know, Texas, I think, is in that mix. Kansas State. I think it's going to be a really interesting year in the Big 12. Whoever can sort of overcome their flaws or fix their flaws the quickest will be in the best shape. And, you know, you look at Texas's schedule. They open Big 12 play at Oklahoma State, the defending Big 12 champion. Then come home to play a loaded West Virginia offense and maybe improving defense, and then play Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. So Texas gets three of those contenders right off the bat, and if the quarterback play is not markedly better than it was last year, then Texas will be eliminated from that race pretty quickly.
Chip Brown joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another minute. Chip, I want to ask you to get your thoughts on the Oklahoma team, because if you saw the early point spreads that are out, that's the one that stood out to everybody is, wow, are they that loaded, or is there just a minor gap between the rest of the teams in the Big 12 in your mind?
Well, their questions are on defense, and that's the thing. For the first time that I can remember in the Bob Stoops era, they don't have a surefire NFL draft pick on their defensive line. You know, they may have a guy develop into that, and they always seem to, you know, find guys, but they don't have the proven product on the defensive line, and that's where I think they have to figure it out. Where are they at stopping the run? Are they going to be able to get after the passer after losing Frank Alexander and Ronnell Lewis and Travis Lewis? So that's where I would look at Oklahoma and say, are they a championship-caliber defense?
Chip, how's the Longhorn Network going? How's everything with Nebraska out? I want to know, is the Big 12 Conference in Texas better now or in 2012 than they were 2 years ago?
Well, I mean, they're better because they had to go through all that pain to finally get to where they're sharing revenue equally at the Tier 1 and Tier 2 level, to where they're going to sign a 13-year granting of rights, television rights, back to the conference, basically cementing them together. But obviously those things would not have happened if you know, radical action like Nebraska leaving, Texas A&M leaving, Missouri leaving, had not happened. And that's the sad part. Why couldn't they have figured this out beforehand? And obviously Texas is a huge part of that. They were the ones who finally relented. You know, should they have relented earlier? Could it have, you know, changed everything? Probably. And that's the frustrating part, is that, you know, ego, money, all the things that maybe get in the way of any great relationship, you know, lead singers and rock bands and marriages and all that, absolutely played out in the Big 12. And so that's the sad part. But from a survival standpoint, you know, I think the Big 12 is going to make it.
Chip, I just want to say thank you for all the time you've come on the Doug and Daddy Show with me. And like I said, next week I'm taking off. But I tell you what, you were one of the first people at Big 12 Media Days to take a couple of dumbasses, for lack of a better word, under your wing. You tutored us. You helped us along. And I want to say thank you to you.
Hey, I know you guys, so much fun. Always enjoy talking to you guys. I probably hurt you more than I helped you, but, you know, hey, it's always been fun.
Chip, we will hunt you down in the future. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy the weekend with the kids.
Okay, you got it.
Take care. Chip Brown, follow on orangebloods.com, and a whole lot more. Chip Brown joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. The Midway Auto Group, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, treats the needs of each individual customer with great concern. Come out and see them this weekend. They're there working all the time for you. When the sun goes down, check out thinkmidway.com. All the deals are on there. You get special deals all the time. They were giving away skydiving. They got that skydiving going on this week. They were going to make a lucky customer if you wanted to. Check them out on their Facebook page. Going to let you do that. I don't know that I would want to do that.
Now they drew me out of the hat, and then they put me back in the hat because I weighed too much. So.
They got. I don't think they had. But they, just things like that all the time to make their customers' life a little more enjoyable, even when it doesn't have to do with buying a new or pre-owned vehicle. Maybe it's just servicing your car. They'll take care of you. The Midway Auto Dealerships. Check them out online, thinkmidway.com. Check them out as well on their Facebook page, or check them out in person. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. We'll finish it up after this.
When your franchise player goes down, you're thinking it's a grade 3 tear of the MCL, and it turns out it's just a boo-boo. That's a little win. When you're trying to quit smoking, every time you say no to a cigarette, it's a little win. Nicorette gum curbs the cravings that makes you irritable. Nicorette gum, quit one cigarette at a time. Use as directed. Nicorette is part of an 8 to 12 week stop smoking program. Support program increases chances of success.
Oh, I love this song, but you know what? Bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late model Honda certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, wrapping up our final Friday together with Doug and Daddy. We're going to find a way to get you to make some picks because God knows that brings entertainment to everyone. Speaking of tickets, folks, every hour of every workday, you can qualify for a pair of tickets for all of the All-Star Game events in Kansas City, including Fan Fest, All-Star Sunday, which features the Futures Game, the All-Star Softball Game, the Workout Day on Monday, and the Home Run Derby, plus tickets to the Midsummer Classic itself. First, you have to be part of our Royals and Ben Engel Construction Central Nebraska ESPN text club. It's pretty easy. All you have to do is, I'm going to give you the information. You sent this regular text, all right? then you're in the system. You're going to get a text, a call, and then someone is going to be drawn out for $1,000 worth of tickets to go to Kansas City for every All-Star Game activity.
Why not it be you? Why not?
You want to go to the All-Star Game? We're going to get you in. You've got a chance, folks. Here's what you do. You text the message, Royals 945. That's your message. And you send it to 90210. So instead of, okay, I'm in my contacts, I'm texting Daddy. Okay, there's Daddy. Well, instead of Daddy, you text 90210. My message is, I love you. No, Royals 945. Royals 945, and you send that to 90210. You'll get a message on how to qualify, and maybe you will be the winning message for Royals All-Star Game tickets. Well, how much better, huh?
I think it's wonderful. I think it'd be a great. I think it'd be expensive if you had to pay for the tickets. I've heard they're going in incredible increments of Ben Franklin's.
Yeah, it had, the last time was 72 that it was in Kansas City.
Dozens of hundreds.
You love Kauffman Stadium.
Oh, one of the most beautiful ballparks there is.
Other great moments in Big Daddy history. What else does Daddy love?
I love Fauner Park. It's my kind of place.
Turn it off. We gotta get out of here.
I love Fauner Park.
And Steve Anderson is gonna join us on Monday's show.
I'm beyond embarrassing.
Oh, there you go. Daddy with four more shows after today. College World Series tonight, South Carolina and Arkansas. We've got baseball tomorrow evening, Orioles, Nationals, the ESPN game of the week. Sunday, College World Series begins at 7 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear it all here on ESPN as Arizona plays the winner of tonight's game. We want to thank Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com for joining us on the show today. Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com, in Atlanta at the Rivals Convention, which just wrapped up, and the Rivals Camp, where some of the top 100 kids in the country are going to be on hand over the weekend displaying their talents. As we said, Fauner Park track announcer Steve Anderson, where we will probably hear you make sure you play Combo Tuffy on Monday for Daddy. His race call where the jockey fell off a horse. He actually called a race at Fauner Park, and during the race, his jockey got bucked and that horse won the race. I'll be off for a couple of days. Back with you Wednesday. Daddy, enjoy your weekend.
Hey, I want everybody out there to enjoy their weekend. It's going to get hot. Got to hydrate, folks. Got to hydrate. You got the kids out there?
Moisturize.
Moisturize, hydration. Exfoliate. That's the two keys. Those are the two keys of your weekend. Have a great weekend. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.